We'll have some more news items now and start with early news on the return of the popular Tunnel of Light for Christmas celebrations. Another early Christmas story is not about Norwich, but of an unusual festival in Fakenham. Then the city's print museum finds a new home in King Street and a new home for a too large 1940s panorama of Norwich. A popular festive attraction, which has become a mainstay of the city centre's Christmas offering, is due to return this year, though a fresh approach has been promised elsewhere. The much-loved Tunnel of Light, which since 2016 has lit up the streets from Gentleman's Walk to the Forum, is due to be reinstalled ahead of the big switch on next month. The tunnel consists of more than 50,000 LED lights and close to 6 miles of light strings and has become a popular part of the Christmas light arrangements from the Norwich Business Improvement District. However, it could all have been different, with BID chairman Stephen Gurney saying, "When we were designing for Christmas lights for this year, we did consider whether the tunnel had run its course. However, all the feedback we had about it said that people really love it and that it would just not be a Norwich Christmas without it. It now feels very intrinsically Norwich, so we have renewed it for the next 3 years. The animations and timings will be different again this year and it will come to life as part of the switch on. But while the tunnel will be much of the same, Mr. Gurney has promised a new feel to the rest of the festive light offering, with BID taking a new approach to the decorations. He said, "We are really refreshing the whole of Christmas lights across the city and have taken a wholly new approach." The city's Christmas lights are due to be switched on at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 14th, on an evening that will see a whole host of festive family activities across Norwich.
For almost 2 decades, Fakenham's Parish Church has opened its doors to a festive event attracting thousands of people while helping good causes. Returning for its 19th year, the Fakenham Christmas Tree Festival will be inviting more than 30,000 visitors to come and view a plethora of decorations displayed in the Oak Street building. A spokesman for the free event confirmed that last year almost £18,000 made up of small change and coins was raised for the charity. They said, "Please bring a bag of coins to place in the charity trees of your choice. Inside, there will be a Christmas bazaar selling a wide range of Christmas goods, also refreshments, a tombola and a grand draw. Prayers will be said hourly for the charities and there will be 6 prayer trees where you can write a prayer of your own. Several town groups will be returning to decorate a tree at this year's festival, as well as several new charities coming for the first time. The festival runs from Thursday, November the 28th to Thursday, December the 5th.
A medieval church has been revealed as a new home for a museum charting Norwich's rich printing history. St Peter Parmentergate in King Street is to become the new location of the John Gerald Print Museum. The move comes as the museum's current home in an annex of St James Mill in Whitefriars is to be demolished as part of plans to build more than 200 new homes off Barrack Street, which were approved in March. The church, which is looked after by Norwich Historic Churches Trust, is currently vacant and will be transformed into a fully functioning museum over the coming months. As well as featuring the current display of machinery and artefacts, the new site will also have the scope to offer visitors courses in printing, bookbinding and letterpress techniques. Work to relocate the collection will start in December, with the move due to be completed and the museum ready to open to the public in summer next year.
A three-dimensional panorama of Norwich has found its permanent home at a city hotel. The Maidshead Hotel in Tombland has acquired the 2.5 times 1.5 metre panel, which is now displayed next to the entrance to its restaurant. The artwork, created by John Murray Smith, shows the view of Norwich from St James's Hill and was commissioned by Morgan's Brewery for the Cock Inn on King Street in the mid-1940s. Following the inn's closure in the 1970s, the panel was moved to Caister Hall Hotel, where it was damaged and placed in storage in 2010. The Norwich Society bought the panel in 2016 and with the support of the Paul Basham Charitable Trust, the John Jarrold Trust and the Norwich Heritage Fund, it was restored. Paul Borrell, Chair of Trustees for Norwich Society, said, "Having rescued John Murray Smith's wonderful panorama of Norwich from being abandoned in a garage, we are now delighted that the Maidshead is proving a home where the public could admire this 1940s view of the city."
Community gardeners in Norwich, Hunstanton and Filby have seen their efforts bear fruit after winning medals in the Royal Horticultural Society's prestigious Britain in Bloom competition. The three finalists from Norfolk were among those representing the region following success in the Anglia in Bloom competition last year. A total of 68 groups from across the UK competed in 12 categories, with each also vying for gold, silver gilt, silver or bronze medals. Hunstanton in the coastal category and Filby in the village section both scooped gold medals, reflecting what were described as the exceptional standard of their entries, while Norwich took home silver gilt. Finalists were judged not only on their floral displays, but environmental and community efforts. Each was visited by a pair of RHS judges over a fortnight from the end of July.